The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 29th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation: One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Janma karma cha me vid. Evam jo veti tattata tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. This is a very important verse. Tapta deham punarjama naiti. Our problem is this transmigration of the soul, one body to another. This is going on. Because you do not know how to get out of it. Modern education, they do not know even what is soul, what is this body, how the transmigration of the soul taking place, all blunt. There is no educational institution all over the world to understand this science. Although it is the most important science for the human being. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. No more transmigration of the soul. The soul, in its original spiritual body, can be transferred from this material world to the spiritual world. And there is the spiritual world, as I have already explained, that is three times creation of the Lord. This is only one-fourth. This material world. So, our problem of human life is to get out of these material clutches and transfer ourselves to the spiritual world. That is real problem. Not this food problem, that problem. This will go on. So long you are in the material world, such problems will come and go. They are not permanent. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Agumopaina anitya kangatithi kharsa bhara. These problems, they will come and they will go. Just like seasonal changes. Matras parshastu kauntiya sitosna sukhadukkhada. Agama paina anitya kaṅtite kraśyamāra. That is real knowledge. We should not be disturbed by the material problems. You cannot avoid them. So long, just like if you are in the winter season, how you can avoid cold, infection by cold or affection by cold. You cannot abhor. That does not mean because it is, the season is very cool and you cannot take bath. Now you must take bath. That is alien civilization. Still in India you will find in the villages severe cold. Still, the people are taking bath early in the morning. They are accustomed. But now we are giving up. Now we are rising at 7 o'clock because we are advanced in education. And if there is Mangala Arati, it is nuisance. This is our advancement of civilization at the present moment. But if you go in the villages, you will find that the villagers rising early in the morning, taking bath, changing cloth, and chanting Hare Krishna, as far as possible, still in the mass of people of India, the Krishna consciousness is still existing. And they believe in the next birth, next life, past life. They believe in God, in Krishna. They are satisfied with their position, but the modern leaders, they do not like it. They want to make them intoxicated so that they can work like an ass for the morsel of food. But this is not the problem. The real problem is here, stated, that you should stop the disease of birth and death. That is the real problem. Tapta deham punarjanma. The human life is meant for making a solution of the repetition of birth and death. That is the real problem. Janma mitu jarabhyadhi dukho dosha anudarshanam. We are finding fault with so many things. But really we should find fault with this process of repetition of birth and death. People are now being educated in this way that there is no more life. You have got this life and you enjoy the senses as far as possible. That is Gnostic theory. This Gnostic or atheism, there were many saints in India also. One of them is Charvak. He is very famous atheist. His philosophy is hedonism. Rinam kritya dhitam kribet. Javad jivet sukham jivet. His theory is, because in India the luxury is to eat something which is cooked in ghee, luchi, puri, halwa. So, Charvak Muni says that you take loan from your friends if you have no money and eat as much as possible ghee. Veeram kritta dhitam vive. Javad jive sukham jive. And so long you live by gratifying your senses. Here sukham means sense gratification. But according to Vedic civilization, sukham atantikam jat tat otindriya grahyam. What is the actual happiness, that is beyond your senses. Not sense gratification. But because we are materially absorbed, we think, indriyani pararahu, indriya, the senses, all in all, to satisfy the senses, that is sukh, that is happiness. And those who are little disgusted with sense gratification, indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana, they are mental speculators. They write poetries and utopian theories, this philosophy, that philosophy. In this way, they satisfy the mind. But that is also not happiness, mental happiness. Manorathena asato dhavato vai. If you become satisfied by mental happiness, then you will have to come down again. Asato. Asato ma asato. Real life is, don't stay in this temporary world, but go to the real world. Parastasmatu bhava anya bhakta bhakta samat. You'll find all this thing in Bhagavad Gita. So, either on the bodily plane or on the mental plane, you cannot be happy. That is not possible. But if you want to be happy, then you have you have to come to the spiritual platform and engage in spiritual activities. Sukham mattam tikam jattat utindriya grahyam. About the material platform of sensual and mental activities. So, spiritual activities means devotional service. Spiritual activities means devotional service. Activities in relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. Bhakti-yoga. Bhakti-yoga means, as I repeatedly explained, that you have to forget your identification with the matter. Sarva-pādhi-vinirmutta. You have to forget your body as American, Indian, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Sudra, Hindu, Muslim, that you have to forget. I am Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. That is real identification. And when the spirit soul is active, sometimes the Mahabadi philosophers, they think, now I have realized that I am not this body, I am not matter, I am spirit soul. So now I have become Narayana. I have become the Supreme. No, that is also a mistake. When you realize that Supreme is the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, I am part and parcel of the Supreme, I am also Brahma, but I am not the Supreme Brahma. Therefore, my business is to serve Parabrahma. That is real spiritual life. That is the beginning of spiritual life. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā nasochati nakāṅkhati samas sarveshu bhūteshu madhbhakti labhati parābhakti. Parābhakti, that is real spiritual life. Parā and apara. Apara-bhakti means on the material platform. Generally, the deity worship. This is the beginning. But as you go on worshipping the deity, you realize your spiritual identity. Then you do not see the deity as made of stone or wood. You see directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you can talk, you can receive inspiration. This is the beginning. Achyayamayam harai japjan sadhyahate natat bhakteshu charneshu sabhakta prakita smitaha. We should learn how to do good to the people in general. They have forgotten their relationship with God. We should be sympathetic for them that they are suffering on account of their forgetfulness of God. Let us do some service to them. In hope, awaken them. Awaken their Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is the best welfare activities to the human society. Because he has forgotten Krishna, he is suffering. And if you awaken his Krishna consciousness, then he will be happy. Just like a rich man's son, he has forgotten that his father is very rich or his father has left immense property. But forgetting his real position, he is loitering in the street, hungry. You can call him or like to take some food. That is not real benefit, that is temporary. But if you awaken his real consciousness, that he is the son of a very rich man, his father has got immense property, why don't you go back to your father and be happy? That is Krishna consciousness movement. That is stated here. Janma karma chame dibbam ju vetti tattata. One has to understand Krishna tattata in truth, not superficially. What is Krishna? Krishna is the supreme leader. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. Supreme leader, perfect leader, without any mistake, without any illusion, without any cheating, and without any imperfection of the senses. We have to take direction from such leader. Then our life will be successful. And because we are taking direction from imperfect leaders, cheater leaders, therefore we are meeting with so many problems. Krishna says that jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat tadatmanam sijama. That I have already explained. What is that glani? The glani is when we forget Krishna, then our activities become polluted. Just like a servant, if he forgets that there is master, then he becomes polluted. He steals, he mismanages things, things become very disordered. But if he has got this sense that I have got my master, everything belongs to my master, and he acts accordingly, that is very nice. So, we do not know what is the constitutional position of Krishna and what is my constitutional position. That is called sambandha gyan, my relationship with Krishna. Every one of us has got a relationship. Krishna says in the 15th chapter, mamaivamsa jiva bhuta. Just like sons are part and parcel of the father, father body extends as son and daughter. Similarly, we are also expansion of Krishna's body. We are vibhinnasa. Krishna expands in two ways, samsa and vibhinnasa. The vibhinnasa expansion we are, we living entities. But because we have forgotten Krishna, we have come to enjoy this material world. We are becoming infected with the modes of material nature and accepting different types of body, 8,400,000 species of life. But somehow or other, if we come in contact with Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna's confidential devotees, then our life becomes success. That is described here. Tattādrihaṁ punarjanmanaiti. Then, this transmigration of the soul stops. Tattādrihaṁ punarjanmanaiti. Punarjanmanaiti does not mean that soul is finished. No. This body, material body, nahannate hannamāne sarīre. This material body, when it is dissolved, panchattam prapta, mixes with these five elements, earth, water, fire, air, it does not mean that the soul is finished. The soul is there. The soul is transmigrating to another body. Karmana daivanatrena, by the supervision of the external energy and superior superintendent, we are transferred to a different body. By the subtle body, manabuddhi ahanka. But these foolish people, they do not know how the soul, they do not know what is soul and how the soul is being transferred. But these things are all explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like we cannot see the flavor, but when the flavor passes through, carried by the ear, we can smell. Similarly, we can smell how the soul is being transferred. These processes are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, our duty is to know Krishna. Janma Krishna comes. Krishna appears, Krishna disappears. Why Krishna comes? Why Krishna is not seen? Janma karma. Why he acts? Why he takes part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra? Why he teaches Arjuna? Why he dances with the gopis? So many things, Krishna's life. We have read Krishna book. There are so many activities. They are all transcendental. Although they are written just like ordinary story activities of a person. But they are not ordinary things. If you simply read Krishna book, although it looks like story, then you become delivered from these clutches of repetition of birth and death. It is so nice. Because you will understand Krishna, what is Krishna, and here it is said, Janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattva. It is explained. The people who are reading Krishna book very seriously and tries to understand Krishna, he will understand. Krishna is very kind. As soon as he begins reading Krishna book with little faith and adherence, Krishna will be very much pleased. Sinnatang sakatat Krishna. Punnasavana kirtam. As soon as Krishna is within your heart, so when you read Bhagavad Gita or Krishna book with little seriousness, then Krishna understands. Now he is serious to understand me. He is with you. You haven't got to search out Krishna. He is already within you. Simply, you have to become a little serious. Krishna, kindly give me knowledge so that I can understand. Buddhi yogam dadamitam. If you are serious, devotee, if you are in love with Krishna, tesam satavijuktanang bhajatang pridipurva. If you are engaged in his worshipping, in chanting, manmanabhava-madbhakta-madhyaji-manga-namaskuru. If you simply follow these four principles, simply thinking of Krishna, simply, always, sabai-manak-krishna-padaravinda, simply meditate. This is meditation. Meditation means that you see the form of Krishna, and whenever you go, the impression of the form will be within your eyes, and if you think of Krishna, your life is successful. Therefore, the deity of Krishna should be seen. That is the benefit of the eyes. The ear should be engaged hearing about Krishna. The tongue should be engaged for eating Krishna's remnants of purta, prasadam. The nose should be engaged for smelling the flower which is offered to Krishna, or the tulsi. In this way, when you engage all your senses, the legs should be utilized for coming to this temple to see Krishna, not to going to the cinema, rascal. Then your life will be successful. You will understand Krishna. Krishna is very kind. He says, tesam satatujuktana. If you engage all your senses for understanding Krishna with devotion and faith, priti purvakam, with love. The love is the basic principle of understanding Krishna. But you will develop your love. The love means, just like it is said, dadati pratiginnati. You are coming into the temple. If you give something, patram puspam phalam tuyam, little thing, Krishna I have brought. I could not bring any very costly thing, but I have collected this patram puspam phalam. Krishna is pleased. Tadhang asnami. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhakta prajachati. praya bhaktya upuritam asnami. Because he has brought it. Krishna is not beggar. Krishna created millions of fruits and flowers. He is Atmaram. He is fully satisfied in himself. He is so opulent. But he wants that you should also love Krishna and give him something. That he wants. Therefore he comes. Paritrana sadhuna. Therefore he comes. He is not poor. Krishna is all opulent. Lakshmi sahasrasata sambrama sevamanam. He is always being worshipped by many hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune. Here we worship goddess Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. Mother, give me some money. And that also does not stay. Lakshmi's another name is Chanchala. Sometimes she favors and goes out. But Krishna is so opulent that millions of goddess of fortune are engaged in his service. So why he is asking you, patram puspam phalam tuyam? He is asking out of love that you try to love me. If you are so poor, you cannot give me anything. All right, give me little flower, little fruit. I'll be satisfied. Krishna is so kind. And still we are not taking the opportunity of understanding Krishna. Just see how much unfortunate we are. As you serve Krishna, you understand Krishna. You cannot understand Krishna otherwise, unless you render service. Sevanamukhihi jivhado sameva spurattada. Atasya Krishna namadi na bhaved grahyam indriyai. If you simply exact your senses, your nice brain, Krishna is like this, Krishna is like that, but if you are not a devotee, Krishna will not reveal himself. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabrita. The rascal's mental speculation will not help him to understand Krishna what he is. That is not possible. He is all activities are dibbam, transcendental. We cannot understand with our material blunt senses. That is not possible. Therefore the Shastra says, Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Namaved Grayam Indriyai. These blunt senses, you cannot understand Krishna. Or Krishna means his name, his form, his quality, his activities, his pastimes, so many things. Janma karma. So, how Krishna will be understood then? The sevanmukhihi jivhado. If you engage your tongue in his service, that is the recommendation of Vedic literature. That first of all you have to engage your tongue. Krishna's service begins from the tongue. Because tongue has got two functions. Namely, to vibrate, to speak something, and to taste something. So you engage. You simply engage your tongue for chanting and glorifying Krishna and eat prasadam. Then the two tongues business will be finished. Thank you very much.